And Hank fans, a happy Friday to all who celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
Winding up this, the second month of 2025. It is the 28th day of February, 59 and 306 left to go. We got Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday coming up in 4 days. 9 days until daylight saving time starts.
Boo!
Next Saturday into Sunday. 17 days until St. Patrick's Day. 51 until Easter. And Texas Independence Day coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, baby!
Today, otherwise known as Floral Design Day.
Ooh, flowers are my love language.
How many love languages do you have?
I have a lot. I hope you're keeping track.
What language is that?
I have no idea, but I'm sure I could learn it on the internet.
Today is also National Science Day. We have some science later on in the show.
I mean, I haven't really studied epidemiology that long, just since the pandemic began.
It is one of my favorite things.
That's a fun noise. It sounds just like me.
It is World Without Facebook Day.
We are never going to live, and I'm declaring martial law, Susan.
How is Facebook Live going? I'm not watching, by the way.
Thank you, Cowboy Mike.
Coming up on the way, 6:40. It is Public Sleeping Day, so I guess you're supposed to sleep in public.
Nappy, nappy.
My dad will do. He will fall asleep now at the drop of a hat if he is left unattended for more than maybe 2 minutes at a time.
Poor Mark.
Mike.
Mike, that's what I said.
That's okay. It is National Chocolate Souffle Day.
Man, I mean, that's okay, but there's just usually not enough chocolate in it. It needs chocolate on chocolate, top of the chocolate.
I don't think I've ever actually had a souffle.
Well, I don't know that you will for a long time because it contains a lot of eggs. It's extra hoity-toity.
Yeah. National Customized Wheel and Tire Day.
Ooh, you're going to get some spinners?
You know me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I do. Car Keys and Small Change Day.
Yeah.
Enjoy that while it lasts.
I miss my penny.
And it is Co-Wetzel Day.
Really?
To those that know.
Ooh.
So, in fact, we may think maybe get some Taco Bell today. On this date in history, these things happen. It was 1692. The Salem witch hunt began.
But can she swim?
That turned out to be a great idea.
Yeah.
On this date, in 1854, the Republican Party formally formed. They did that in Ripon, Wisconsin.
Mm, Party of Lincoln.
MAGA. On this date in 1885, AT&T was incorporated.
Oh, look at you go.
Well, they got on. They jumped in the phone game early, like the phone had just been invented.
I was going to say, what do you think if you told them back in the day? But people are going to like talk to each other, but they're mostly just going to text and play games. What?
How do you think their customer service was back in 1885?
I would like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
Good luck on that.
Yeah.
On this date in 1954, the first ever color TV sets were offered on sale to the public.
Ooh, so magical.
It cost about $6 billion, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
On this date in 1978, the Village People play their first ever concert. I wonder how that went. What is the... I don't know.
There's a construction we're going to cop. Put your clothes back on,
the
sir.
The late 70s, though, this may have fit right. It did fit right in. It was on this date that 1983. No.
Stop it.
It was this. The final episode of MASH aired.
Hawkeye is gone forever.
105.9 million viewers. It's still the most watched television finale in U.S. history. Airing on this date in 83. It got a 60 share in the ratings. Holy cow.
That's really big if you don't know like the ratings lingo.
And no other Hawkeye would ever, by the way, get that kind of share. What? On this date in 1986, George Michael announced that Wham would officially split up.
Dang it.
Left us hanging like a yo-yo.
Yeah, where is Andrew Ridgely?
On this date in 91, the Gulf War ended, and we lost Paul Harvey on this date in 2009.
Good day.
We got birthdays aplenty on this final day of February, although this one kind of brings some tears to the eyes. In fact, thank you.
Oh, no. What now?
Luka Doncic is 26 today. That's right.
Going to invite us to his party?
All regards to Dirk Nowitzki, the greatest Mav player probably that we'll ever have. He's not a Mav.
We fixed that now, didn't we?
Jason Aldean is 48 today. That's one of those. Bernadette Peters, actress, 77. Mario Andretti, 85 today. Salute, sir. Very nice.
Speedy.
Great guy, too. Justin Bieber is 31 tomorrow.
Okay, make some good choices, Bieber.
Not going to happen. Kesha is 38
TikTok.
Tomorrow. Zach Morris, Mark Paul Gosselaar, is 51 tomorrow. That's right.
Whoa.
Zach Morris is 51 tomorrow.
I don't like any of that.
I know, right?
I know, that's what I feel like.
All right. Actor Javier Bardem is 56.
Oh, he's so sexy.
Booker T, Houston, WWE Hall of Famer, 60 tomorrow. Ron Howard, Opie, is 71 tomorrow. Catherine Bach is 71 tomorrow.
Look at them Daisy Dukes, girl.
The Who's Roger Daltrey is 81. And then on Sunday, Miami Dolphins quarterback, I never get his name right, Tua Tagovailoa-Gosselaar is 27. Tua.
That's a big name. Is he like Samoan or something?
His jersey is just really long on the back. Luke Combs is 35 on Sunday.
Love that Drink guy. To that.
The kid, Tony Soprano's son on The Sopranos, is 40 today. Robert Eiler. Yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron's kiddo, is 44.
They have the same birthday.
Chris Martin of Coldplay is 48 on Sunday. Method Man is 54. Daniel Craig is 57. And John Bon Jovi is 63 on Sunday.
I'm going to go take my Geritol.
All right. This is supposed to be a look at the day and perk you up, but that's
really inspired
really
here,
all
KB.
Put us in an existential sign.
Ah.
Yeah, I know.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.